Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I had a dream on Friday night. And I don't usually do the let me tell you about my dream because I don't usually find it that entertaining when people do it to me. But I'm going to do it to you. I was back in seminary, which for pastors is the equivalent of having a dream about being back in high school. So anything that you associate with that, let's just start with that as the baseline. But I wasn't really back, because I went to seminary in Berkeley, California, which is its own story, by the way. It's actually several stories. But in my dream, I was back at Luther Seminary in the Twin Cities of Minnesota, where I did not attend, where I had visited once for about a total of an hour. It's not my school. I don't know anything about it. I don't know the layout at all. And I don't think I was even at Luther. I think it was at some sort of dream version of Luther in the Twin Cities. And the reason I think this is, one, I can't imagine any school being laid out the way this place was in my dream. And two, like I said, I've basically never been there before. So the odds of me just creating the whole thing in my head accurately are pretty bad. I didn't know what time it was. I didn't know what my schedule was. I didn't know what class I was supposed to go to. And because it was Dream Luther Seminary, I didn't know the layout at all. So in this dream, there's these hallways without ending. And I'm running through these hallways, pushing people out of my way. This door after door after door after door, and I'm pushing the doors open, and I'm telling people to get out of my way. I'm late. I need to hurry. I need to get there. I need to get there. It was almost like the building itself wouldn't let me get out of it. Every time I turned, there was another fork in the road, and I had to figure out which way to go. And every time I chose, I found myself back where I had just been, and I was spiraling in this circle. And I kept running, and I kept running, and running, and running, and shouting, I've got to get to class. I've got to get there. Get out of my way. I can't be late. I was shoving people left and right. I was frantic, and I was panicked. There's no time to stop. And then at one point, I opened a door and I ran through, and I just assumed, I think on some level, it would be like every other door I'd run through in this dream, and there would be more doors and more hallways, and it would stop, it would just go on forever. And instead, I opened the door, I took a step, and I fell into a lake. Because remember, this is a dream, it's not real. So you can do this. I opened the door, I took one step, and I fell into this lake, and I just started to sink, and I am not a strong swimmer. I don't really enjoy it that much. I go with Sarah and the boys to the YMCA pool because the boys really like it. And Sarah knows that as soon as we get in, I'm counting the clock till when we can leave. It's just not my thing. And so in the dream, I start clawing at the water because I'm sinking, I'm drowning. Just fighting to reach the surface. But I'm not getting anywhere. And just as I thought in the dream that it was over, somehow I felt this cool breeze over my face. Which again, you know it's a dream because you're probably not going to feel a cool breeze over your face while you're underwater. And suddenly I was back at the surface and I was walking out of the shallows on the other side. Today's psalm is a psalm of lament. Lament is not complaining. Is about expressing honest grief, expressing honest sorrow, honest emotion. Lament is healthy, or at least it can be. There's a long history in the Bible of lament. We have an entire book called Lamentations. That's where the name comes from. Lament. The largest section of the Psalms, of all the topics that the Psalms deal with, more of them are devoted to lament than anything else. Which might catch you off guard, because I think we often think of the Psalms as praise-filled and happy. And I think that's because we try to ignore the other ones. If you go through the prophets, the major prophets, the minor prophets in the Old Testament, lament shows up frequently. And even in the four Gospels and in the letters of Paul in the New Testament, you see lament weaving its way through this story. Honest grief and sorrow. An expression of remorse, of fear, of hurt. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters, and the flood sweeps over me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched, and my eyes grow dim with waiting for my God. Like I said, I don't usually remember my dreams. And I really don't spend a lot of time analyzing them as a result, because it's hard to do that when you don't remember them. But this one seems so clear and obvious to me. As soon as I woke up, yesterday, I knew exactly what it was about. I was running through hallways without end, towards a destination that was unknown, and that I couldn't figure out how to get there, through twists and turns. It was about us. It was about Bethel. Not the building Bethel, but the people Bethel, the community Bethel. That's what that dream was about. I'm fully convinced of it. This whole, when will we sell? When will we move? What does the future have in store? This whole process is uncomfortable at times and hard. Do you realize it has already been 3 months since we had that vote? It's already been 3 months. I was dumbfounded when I realized that. I was thinking it was like last week. It's already been 3 months. We've come so far, and yet we still have so much to do. And that can be really emotionally tiring. Kind of like running through the hallways of a never-ending seminary. It's fair to say that I think for many of us, or most of us, we would like some emotional resolution. It'd be kind of nice if at some point God would just speak to us from on high. I wouldn't mind that at all if God's voice would just echo out and say, "Hey, y'all are going to be okay. I got this covered." It's okay. The details will be worked out and everything will be settled. Just relax. Apparently my mental image of God is a combination of very country and also very just like surfer dude relaxed. I just realized that. But as for me, my prayer to you, O Lord, in the abundance of your steadfast love, you will answer me. That's the thing about biblical lament. At the end of the day, they still have hope. They still have faith that God is near. As we have talked about several times, yes, we are currently taking an unknown, lesser-traveled path. There is no debating that. But God is with us. There is still work to be done, there are still decisions to be made, but God is with us. We will reach our destination. So that whole drowning image in the psalm, that drowning image in that dream. What happens as you're drowning? What can't you do? Breathe. You can't breathe, right? What happened in that dream right before I found myself safe and secure at the water's edge? What did I feel that's impossible to feel while you're underwater? a cold breeze, a wind. A cold wind on my face. In Hebrew, ruach is the word for breath. And it is the word for wind. And it is the word for spirit. The same word gets used for all three. Spirit of God. If you think about in the Bible, all those times that you see God's spirit depicted as wind or as breath, when Jesus breathes on the disciples, "Receive my spirit." The time of creation when a wind blows over the abyss. That same idea, that same concept, it's all rolled up together. The absence of breath, the fear of the absence of God. That was in that lament. It was in that dream. But the presence of that cool wind is a reminder of the presence of God. Your faithful help will rescue me from sinking in the deep mire and deliver me from the deep waters, the psalmist says. There are still many things, unfortunately, that are unsettled about our future. And that's okay. Because we have come a long way. And there are still several challenges to overcome, but we know that God is faithful. We know that God is working this process in ways that we do not and never will fully understand. We know that God has not abandoned us. We know that God is still here. We know that God is still speaking. And I'm pretty darn sure that we're trying hard to listen. Be not afraid. Know that God is God. And we will find ourselves safely and securely on the other side of that lake just when we least expect it. Let us pray. We ask you, O God, to hear our cry for comfort. We ask you to bless us with still hearts. We ask you to bless us with minds that are untroubled, or at least that recognize that we can put our troubles on you. Help us, O God, to trust in you and to recognize the ways in which you are at work. We give you thanks for the opportunities you have presented to us. We give you thanks that you have blessed us with the strength to take advantage of them. We ask you to continue to help us to listen to one another, to love one another, and to look to you for strength and direction. We pray this trusting in you and knowing that you are present throughout all of this. And in your holy, good, and gracious name we pray. Amen.